cash fed cattle prices are starting to look like steady to lower this week. Pasture values continue to rise while cropland values weaken a touch. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 20th of June. Early indications for negotiated cash fed cattle trade this week appeared to be steady to lower on Wednesday. Although too few transactions to trend, there were some early sales in the Western Corn Belt, $1 to $2 lower than last week, at $112 to $115 a hundredweight on a live basis. Dress sales were steady to $4 lower at $180 to $184. Likewise, choice 2 to 4 steers traded $2 to $250 lower at the Fat Auction in Tama, Iowa, with an average price of $118.11 for steers weighing an average of 1,329 pounds. On the other hand, slaughter steers sold steady to firm at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota at $113.98 for choice 2 to 3, weighing an average of 1,373 pounds. And there were only three lots, 315 head, offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, and no sales. Perhaps that cash uncertainty was one reason behind sputtering cattle futures, despite stronger lean hogs and softer corn. Along with continued fretting over demand and sluggish trade, erosion might also be linked to position squaring. Live cattle futures closed an average of 77 cents lower, across a range of 15 cents lower at the back to $1.07 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents lower, except for 13 cents higher in three away contracts, and amid extremely light trade. Corn futures closed 8 to 9 cents lower through July of 20, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 8 to 11 cents lower through March of 20, and then 5 to 6 cents lower. Incidentally, heading into Friday's monthly cattle on feed report, analysts surveyed for Bloomberg expect May placements to be about 4% less year-over-year, May marketings to be nearly 1% more, and the on-feed inventory June 1st to be a little over 1% more. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate to firm demand, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.06 higher Wednesday afternoon at $221.59 a hundredweight. Select was 44 cents higher at $202.24. Calves and feeders traded mixed at the weekly Wednesday sales monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers traded mostly steady at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $2 lower. A lower undertone was noted for steer and heifer calves a day earlier. There were 12,710 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock in Aberdeen, South Dakota, where there were 2,560 head, steers weighing 850 to 950 sold mostly steady. There were instances of up to $6 higher at 850 to 900 pounds. Steers weighing 1,000 to 1050, though, sold $3 lower. Heifers weighing 800 to 850 sold mostly steady, but $3 to $4 lower at 851 to 900 pounds. Steers and heifers weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady at Springfield Livestock Market in Missouri, while steers and heifers weighing more than 600 pounds traded $3 to $6 higher. There were 2,444 head on offer. Finally, at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, there were too few comparable steer sales for a trend, but lower undertones were noted. Feeder heifers there traded steady to a dollar higher. There were 1,300 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher Wednesday, although the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, left interest rates unchanged. Markets seemed buoyed by indications that the Fed was leaving the door open to rate cuts. According to an FOMC statement, the committee continues to view sustained expansion of economic activity, strong labor market conditions, and inflation near the committee's symmetric 2% objective as the most likely outcomes, but uncertainties about this outlook have increased. That statement goes on to say, In light of these uncertainties and muted inflation pressures, the committee will closely monitor the implications of incoming information for the economic outlook and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 38 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 33 points. As many folks trying to lease or buy a pasture in recent years can attest, the value continues to rise. USDA's most recent agricultural land values, released yesterday, provide some perspective. The average value of pasture increased every year from $1,290 an acre in 2014 to $1,370 in 2018. Conversely, average cropland value in 2018 was $4,050 an acre, which was $20 less than a year earlier and $40 less than in 2014. Some examples of average pasture values for the states with the most beef cows: in Texas, $1,570 an acre; in Oklahoma, $1,380; Missouri, $1,920; Nebraska, $975; South Dakota, $1,040; Kansas, $1,320 an acre; Montana, $667; and in Kentucky, $3,000 an acre. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 20th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.